This week on the Time Bat Show,
I think like Eagle and Fire are very hard rock themes.
Sounds like a song like Aerosmith would play. Yes. Or something.
Fire Eagle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 93. I'm one of your hosts, Time Aces.
And I'm your other host, Bat Snacks.
And it's our special back to school episode.
Hooray, back to school, spectacular.
Hooray, back to school, spectacular. How are you getting ready to go back to school?
Well, I'm not.
Well, you're not a student anymore, so.
No.
I live in a college town, so it's like noticeable when back to school time is happening, because like the roads get more congested with students and their parents driving and stuff like that. So it's always a fun time of year.
Yeah, all those college kids coming back in town from wherever they stay when they're not in Austin or wherever. Right.
Exactly, with their parents, I'm guessing.
Yeah, back they probably live in Fort Worth or like
maybe. You know, the thing about back to school, I feel like a lot of companies, a lot of stores have like deals on stuff during back to school time.
Yeah.
Which I think I took part of accidentally one year when I bought like a new computer, like I bought a new laptop and I didn't realize it was back to school time, but like it was.
Yeah.
And I got it like cheaper and it was nice. So good for them. Back to school. I feel like companies are like doubling down on it. Like every year it seems to be more and more of a big deal, though. Like when like you turn the TV on and Best Buy's like, remember to get your recent high school grad like all this crap that they don't need, you know.
Yeah.
Before they go to college or they'll die, you know.
A lot of schools now have school supplies. Like back in the day you had to buy your school supplies from like Walmart or whatever. Now schools have this option where you can just pay the school like $20 and pick up your pack at the beginning of the year.
Is this for like high school and college, or is this for
I don't know about college, but I know in like elementary and high school.
Really?
A lot of them do that. Yeah.
So like if you're too lazy to go to Walmart or whatever, you can just be like, here's $20, and then they're like, here you go.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
That used to be, like, a really big deal when we were growing up. You used to... I mean, it was like prepping for a hurricane. Like, all the pens would be, like, off the shelves.
I remember going to, like, Target, and it was, like, literally, yeah, like, before a hurricane or, like, you know, before a natural disaster or something. And it was, like, just people all over the place scrambling.
And we would always wait till the last minute, so I'd get, like, the pens that no one wanted. Yep. Like,
I remember one year I needed, like a notebook. Not a notebook. What do you call those, like... I guess it's like a ringed binder, you know what I'm talking about, that you like put paper in. And yeah, most of them are like just solid colors, but some of them have like designs on them and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And I waited so long. The only ones they had left at Target were like unicorn one and like a flower one, and I got the flower one and it was like pink and I didn't like it. I mean, if you like that, fine, but like I was like 12 or whatever, and it was like, oh no, I don't want this one. But I like, that's all they had, so I got it. And then you always get the worst pens, like you get the crappy like $1 for $100 blue pens. They're like the worst pens in the world.
Yeah.
And all the people that are early get the Bic ones, like the nice gel.
Yeah.
You know,
I used to have a favorite pen. It was the Zebra F501.
Oh, remember to this day. You have the like serial number memorized. Yeah. I do like the Zebra pen, so those are good. Yeah. My current favorite pen is let's see, I have it right here. It's called the Jetstream.
Oh, Jetstream.
I don't know if you can buy them anymore, but I've had this pen for a long time. And I haven't been able to find it in stores anymore, so I just refill it.
I feel like I've seen the Jetstream before, but I haven't seen it in a while.
It's a nice pen. It's a nice pen. I could talk about pens for a long time. Have you ever been to a restaurant and you signed the check, and it was like a really good pen, and you were like, I want to steal this pen?
Yeah.
Have you ever had that thought? I have that thought like a lot. I don't know why. I never do. I've never stolen a pen from a restaurant, but I have that thought more frequently than I would like to admit.
I'm pretty sure there has been a zebra pen at a restaurant before, and I switched a Bic pen for it, which is, like, it's not a good trade. Zebra pens are, like, $7.
And Bics are, like, $1. To be fair, Bics are good. I think they're the best, like, low-end pen brand.
Yeah, I mean, but if you're, like, buying office supplies for, like, your employees or whatever, Bic, yeah, get them Bic.
You switch it up for the zebra.
Yeah.
Something about, like, a nice pen, you know, it's like a good feeling, you know, it's like, ooh, this is a good pen. I don't know why I get, like, excited about that. I suck at handwriting. Like, I have the worst handwriting. But, like, if it's a nice pen, I'm like, ooh, this is a good pen. I don't even know why I care anymore, because I hardly even use pens, you know?
Yeah. The reason, all right, I have a really nerdy reason for why liking zebra pens. Back in the day, I used to have a DeviantArt page.
I remember
when I was on DeviantArt back in the day, all of the artists were using the zebra pens.
All the cool people were using the zebras.
Yeah. All the people that drew, like, Helsing art and, like anime and all the cool stuff.
Helsing artists would use zebra pens.
Would use the zebra. And I was like, I'm going to be like them.
I got to use the zebra pen. Yeah. There's that, like, issue of, like, you see something cool, you see a cool person using something cool, and you're like, even if you'll never use it and it's, like, stupid, you're like, I gotta use that cool thing that they're, I gotta get me one of those cool things that they're using, even if you never use it. The thing with me with pens is anytime I get a good pen, I, like, sign my name, and then I'll, like, admire it. I'll be like, wow, that signature was really good. Have you ever done that?
That's my signature.
Like, have you ever done that? Have you ever done that before?
Yeah, I have.
Whenever I'm in a restaurant and it's like a good pen, I'll like sign my name and then I'll be like, wow, that's a nice signature. And then I'll be like, it was this pen. It's just such a good pen. And then I'll want to like steal the pen. Like, I feel like signatures for me, it really relies on how good the pen is, like the quality of the pen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, if it's a cheap pen, you're like, I mean,
it's awful.
You get what you put into it. You put like a cheap one penny Bic pen into your signature, and of course it's going to be a bad signature. If you've got a nice,
if you get a nice like roller slidey pen, that's like
$5 Uniball slider.
The Uniball slider. But you gotta balance the slidiness with like the firmness. There's like a striking balance there, you know.
Yeah.
Have you ever like signed your name and you weren't happy with it, and so you like got out a piece of paper and like signed your name like 1,000 times to like get better at signing your name?
I haven't done it in a while, but yeah, I've done that.
When I was a kid, I literally used to do that like all the time. Like, I never got better. I would be like, wow, I'm getting better. No, I never did. I don't think I ever did. I'm just bad at signing my name, though.
Yeah.
Like, I have a way that I developed in like when I was in high school, and I've stuck with that the whole time. It's not good, but it's, like, fine. Like, I can reproduce it, you know?
Do you have a signature where you can, like, tell that it's your name just from glancing at the signature?
You mean, like my first name is Chris. I've told people that before, and, like, it's hard to, you can, like, make out the word, those letters.
Yeah, like, no. My signature, it's indistinguishable from scribble.
So what I'll do is I'll do, like, a CH, and then I'll just kind of scribble the rest. And then I'll do my last name, first letter, and then I'll just scribble the rest. And yeah, that'll be it, really.
For me, my first name is Ryan. I'll do the R and the Y, and then there's a movement. And then I do the first letter of my last name, and then the rest is just
spastic. It's just scribbles. I feel like everyone does that. The weird thing, though, is when I was a kid, I used to sign out my whole name, like, every letter. And then I'd see people on, like, TV and, like, in real life, they'll sign, and they, like, don't do that at all. They'd, like, do the big letter and then scribbles. And I was like, oh, maybe you're not supposed to write your whole name.
Yeah.
So, I started, like, just doing the C and then just, like, scribbling, you know? And then I tried to bake, like, a way to, like, connect the last letter of my first name into, like, the first letter of my last name. Like,
you can use a star or, like, a check mark or something.
You can, like, swoosh over to there or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really stupid. The dynamics of signing your name is, like, really dumb. But I don't know. I'm like...
They're kind of cool, though, I think. Because, you know, cool. Even though I do scribble out a lot of my name, it's the same scribble pattern every time.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I have muscle memory.
Yeah, I think a, like, handwriting man would be able to, or woman would be able to, like, compare my signature with someone else's that tried to mimic and be like, oh, this is his, you know. Because mine is distinct, I think. It's not great looking, but it's distinct.
Do you do yours, like, fast and aggressive? Like...
So this is, like, my annoying thing with my signature. Is, like, when I do it fast and aggressive, sometimes it's, like, amazing. Like, sometimes it's incredible looking. It's like, whoa, yeah. I did that really fast and it looked great. So then for, like, 2 weeks, I'll only sign it really fast. And it'll usually turn out to be completely garbage. Yeah. And then, like, I'll be like, okay, I gotta slow down. And then when I'll slow down, maybe it'll look better. But, like, it's inconsistent. I feel like I'm not learning the lessons you're supposed to be learning to sign your name. Like, I'm doing the fast one. I'm like, wow, that looks really good. And then I'll try it again, and I'll be like, wow, that looks really garbage. Like, I don't know.
Are you ever going through, like, a fast period in your life, and then suddenly you have to sign something like a lease? And then it's like, oh, man.
Yes.
And the property manager or whatever, whoever, like, the banker or the notary or whatever, has, like the most amazing signature.
Because they do it every time. And they, like,
wow.
They, like, put it right above yours because you have to, like, sign under them or whatever. And you're like, oh, no. I can't compete with that.
Do you ever, like, change your signature? Because you don't want to show your real one because you're embarrassed.
Yes. Sorry, I'm coughing.
It's okay. No, so funny. I did that on my last lease. I did a signature I never do.
This isn't good enough. My problem with that one is, like, they'll sign something really cool, and I'll be like, okay, I gotta step up. Gotta do my good signature here. So my problem is I'll, like, slow down and, like, think it through, right?
Yeah.
And I'll go really slow. But the problem with going really slow is I screw up, like, even more when I'm going really slow, and I'll, like, miss a letter or, like... You know, like, I have an S in Chris, obviously, and it doesn't, like, curl correctly or whatever. So I'll have to, like, go back and, like, awkwardly, like, fix it or whatever. Like, and it looks awful. It looks even worse than if I just did it really fast. But, I don't know. It's a stupid problem.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Whenever I have to sign something important, I'm always like, okay, this make this count. You're going to have to look at this for a while, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, let's do it. And then I always, like, screw up, like, really badly. Like, whenever I have to sign my, like, driver's license, you know, like, that's going to be there forever. And, like, my current driver's license, I, like, paused before I did it. And I was like, took a deep breath and was like, here we go. I was like, C-H-R-I-S. And the S, like, was uneven and it, like, went in a weird direction. And I was like, God damn it. Like, I was too slow, you know. You need some amount of flow in your signature. Like, quick flow.
You have to execute that muscle memory that you developed, and if you do it too slow, like, the muscles
just
are
looks
off or
awful. Yeah,
yeah.
But I do that every time. I'll, like, sign something important, and it'll look like my worst signature. And then I'll sign, like, a bill for, like lunch for, like, $12, and it'll be, like, the best signature in the world. It's, like, great.
Do you ever, like, want to wink at the cashier? Like, yeah, that's my signature. I tipped you 20% and I gave you the best signature.
Look at that. Look at that bad boy. Look at that bad boy right there. Can you believe I wrote that with this pen? And then you, like, click the pen a bunch of times.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, whenever I do it I'm with my wife, like, I like tap her on the shoulder and be like, check out that signature.
Look at that. Like, I do. I literally do.
And she's like, great. That's great. Great. I'm glad you are proud of your signature. I'm like, someone's got to be. But I don't know. That's awesome. Restaurants, I always do, like, I'll do a good one, but I'll never do a good one when it counts. When I bought a house, I had to sign, like, a million things.
Yeah.
None of those signatures I was proud of. Like, literally none of them. And the problem with the realtor had, like, a really nice signature. And he would sign, like, a lot of things. And I was like, I can't compete with this at all. You know, I feel like some people have to develop really good signatures because the profession calls for them to sign a lot of things.
Yeah, that's part of your skill set as a realtor, having when I was an excellent signature.
When I was a kid, like, every kid thought they were going to be, like, a famous person. But, yeah. Like, I was like, oh, I got to make a good signature because I'm going to be famous one day.
Yeah.
That didn't pan out. Neither things, the signature or the fame.
Or but... the fame. I think most crushingly, though, is the signature.
Yeah, that definitely hurts me more than the fame. So what else is going on in the world, Batsnax? What's going on with you today? Or in general?
Yeah, so my computer has still, like, been blown up. And to pass the time, I've been rewatching Star Trek The Next Generation.
Which is a fantastic show.
Yeah, it's a lovely show. I'm up to season 3 right now, and I started watching a couple weeks ago. And it turns out that Patrick Stewart, who is Jean-Luc Picard in that series, he's making a new Star Trek
where he is reprising his role. So is he going to be Picard again?
Yeah, he's going to be Picard.
So and he's going to be like old Picard? I mean, the thing about Jean-Luc Picard, and not to like have any bad things to say about Patrick Stewart, because I love Patrick Stewart. When Star Trek The Next Generation came out, I already considered Picard like old. Yeah. Not like old, but like he already looked like he was like 50, even though he's probably like in his like early 40s in that show. Mm-hmm. But because he was bald and, you know, he had like gray hair or whatever.
Yeah, and he's a captain. Like,
and he's a captain, so he already looked old. And like Patrick Stewart, the actor, has aged, but like he looks very similar to when he did when he made The Next Generation. Obviously, he's older, but like he hasn't really aged like a lot like some other actors. Like, he's definitely wrinklier, and he looks older, but, I mean, you know, his figure is the same, his face looks the same, he's just bald, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they're gonna have to do something to make him look older, like, give him a beard or something, I don't know.
Yeah, he could do a white beard, maybe.
Yeah, sure.
It'd be funny, I've never seen him with
one. Is any of the other characters coming back, like Riker, or Deanna Troi, or, you know, Geordi?
I think that would be great. But I haven't heard anything yet. The only thing I've seen is there was a video that leaked at like some Star Trek convention in Las Vegas, and Patrick Stewart gave a speech about how he was coming back, and it's going to be CBS All Access. So, like, the previous Star Trek was on that weird streaming service, and you had to pay a lot to see it. This is going to be like for everybody.
Oh, that's good. Did you watch the other Star Trek Discovery or whatever?
I did. It wasn't my favorite, but...
So I watched the first 3 episodes because a friend had, like, downloaded them. And so I, like, watched them. And then, like, I don't see this person often enough to, like, continue watching. So I just stopped watching because I didn't have any other way to watch it.
Yeah.
So, like, I want to see the rest of it, but there's, like, no good way for me to watch the show because I don't have... I don't know. It's dumb.
Yeah.
And I can't even watch it on cable because it's, like, not... there. It's like, what are you doing? You know? I don't get it.
Yeah. It was a good show, but I don't think it was like Star Trek. Star Trek is supposed to be a very optimistic future. It's supposed to make you feel good about humanity.
That's kind of meh.
Like, that show is all like backstabbing and people with attitudes.
I remember there's a lot of betrayal in the first few episodes.
Yeah.
And they had like a giant space flea that like flew their ship. I remember that part.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Did you get to the part where they're flying the ship with mushroom warps or whatever?
No. I got to the part where they're flying with a giant space flea. And then the lady felt bad about the space flea.
Okay.
She was like, oh, he's in pain or something.
I'm going to spoil it for you.
So she, like, let him go or something like that? I don't remember.
No. They use the space flea to turn, like, magic mushrooms into warp anywhere devices.
Mushroom warpers? Warp mushrooms? Yeah. Okay.
It's about as baked as it sounds. Like, you just use the mushrooms, man.
Where did they get, like, what writers were like, this is our Star Trek, guys. We're not going to do anything cool. We're going to have weird animals and mushrooms responsible for it.
They need the flea because the flea is the only one who understands the mushrooms. Good.
What? Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah! What a show. you're discovering how terrible this Star Trek is written. That's the discovery part of Star Trek Discovery. No, I don't know. I thought the first three episodes were all right. I would watch more, but yeah, CBS, the streaming thing it was on, it was dumb. So if the new one comes out on like somewhere I can watch it, I will definitely do so because I do like the Next Generation a lot. So
yeah. I think we need an optimistic sci-fi show, too.
I agree. I want there's some a lot positivity. There's a lot of cynical ones out there.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. I love, you know, dystopian, cynical shit as much as the next guy. But there's a point where you're just like, I'm tired of watching this.
I want to feel good about my future. I want to feel
good, yeah, about yeah. the future. Like, there's so many shows right now that are, like, psychological, evil, like... bad stuff is happening all over the place. And whether or not they're sci-fi, but they're like, you know, they're speculative fiction, if you will. So it's like, you know, not necessarily science fiction, but it's like maybe superhero. It's like speculative yeah. fiction, you know, it's somewhere in the future-ish. And they're all like terrible things happen to terrible people and good people get screwed and like, so, you know, and it's,
yeah.
you can only watch so many of those before you sit back and you're like, this is...
Yeah.
Too much.
Like, know? All the outcomes in all the movies are bad for everybody. Like, the superhero's got to be like, damn.
Yeah.
The weight of existence on
yeah, you. Yeah, it's rough. And the sad part about that is, like, back in the 90s and early 2000s, we had so many, like, optimistic shows. Like, we had Stargate. You remember Stargate? Like, that was a fun show.
Yeah.
And we had, like, Farscape. That was a pretty fun show. Even the X-Files, which is rooted in cynicism and, like, not trusting the government. Like, it was a fun show. Nothing terrible ever happened to Mulder and Scully. You know what I mean? They didn't, like, die or anything, you know?
Yeah, they were kind of, like, explorers.
Like, it was a cynical show, but, like, yeah, they were explorers. I don't know. It was different. And today, everything's just so dark.
Yeah.
So, I hope the new Star Trek is more... upbeat, because I definitely need that now more than ever.
Number one thing I'm looking forward to with the show is just I just want some optimistic sci-fi.
Yeah. So what else is going on in the news today?
I heard that there was a Smash Brothers reveal. I didn't see it yet.
Yes. But so there's a new Smash Brothers game. You probably know this. I don't know if our listeners do. I mean, they probably do. They're listening to us. They probably do. It's coming out in December for Switch. How much do you know about it so far?
I've played it.
Oh, right, you did play it. I forgot.
I only played it for like 5 minutes. But
now, how much do you know about the whole game? Like, who's going to be in it and all that stuff? Do you know?
I don't know any of the characters that were recently announced, and they were not in the build that I played.
Okay, so you probably know Mega Man, Pac-Man, all the people that are from the old one are coming back. You know?
Yeah.
And you know Snake's coming back too. I think we talked about that as well.
Yes, that's who I played.
So that was the last reveal, and this most recent reveal they revealed two new characters, and the characters are King K. Rool from Donkey Kong Country.
Nice.
You remember King K. Rool?
Yeah, the Crocodile Man.
Yeah, Crocodile Man with the big belly. And then the other character is Simon Belmont from Castlevania. So
cool. Yeah.
Simon and Richter Belmont. They're like the same. They're like the Falco and Fox, if you will.
Yeah, the Shadow Fighter.
Echo Fighter. But yeah, so they're cool. You know, they got that cool whip thing, and they can throw...
They throw the
crosses and the stars and stuff. So they look really fun to play. Like, I might play them because they look really fun. And then they revealed that like a lot of the stages are coming back. Mm-hmm. From the previous games, like Big Blue is back, thank God, because that's like my favorite stage.
Yeah, great music.
And then yeah, they revealed that they have 800 music tracks in the game, which is insane amount of music. But yeah, I'm looking forward to Big Blue because I don't know why that was always my favorite stage in Melee.
Probably it's the music, dude.
It was so hectic. I mean, it's the music, but it's also the stage. Like, it's really hectic too because you got to jump on the cars and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I do think, yeah, the music is definitely part of it. Remember, it's like... Da-na-na-na. Or is that Meat City? No, wait. That's right.
Big Blue is the...
Da-na. That's right. And then it's like... And it's like electric guitar, and you're just like really pumped to play it. You're like, yeah! And I remember whenever we played Big Blue together, when we played Melee, we would always suicide each other. Like, we would always suicide all the time to try to kill the other person. And I'm pretty sure it's because of the music. And it's like, there's like a guitar solo part. And then one of us is like, we gotta kill each other now during this cool part. And then you like leap onto another vehicle, but you miscalculate and you fall under the road and just die.
I think that's just the way we play games. Like, you have moving vehicles, like, crashing all around, and you have this epic music. Like, of course we're going to want to, like, do cool shit.
Like, I'm not going to, like, sit on my car and just, like, wait for you to come. It's like, no, I'm going to, like, dive bomb you or whatever. So that should be really fun. I'm looking forward to the new Smash Brothers. There's a lot of stuff in that game. I don't know. It should be fun. I have some weird news stories for us today. I have one weird news story for us today. And then we can get into, like, some trivia or something like that.
Okay. Let's do a weird news, and then after that we can play some trivia or whatever we have prepared.
Yeah, good idea. Okay, so this is piqued to our interest, like, particularly. But it might be bad. I haven't read a lot of this article, so I'm going to read it, like, right now. So, scientists think they may have figured out what's going on in the Bermuda Triangle. But it's not that exciting, unfortunately. It's that the Bermuda Triangle is home to very large waves.
Come on!
Yeah, I know, that's such a letdown. And they say that the reason so many people get lost at sea there is because the waves are really large, and they call them rogue waves. There are storms to the south and north which come together, and if there are additional ones from Florida, it can be potentially deadly formation of rogue waves. Rogue waves could reach 100 feet tall. That would be on par with the largest wave ever recorded. A 100-foot tsunami triggered by an earthquake and landslide in Alaska's Bay is the largest since 1958. So they think there might be these gigantic waves in the Bermuda Triangle that I guess we're not tracking somehow, and
yeah, is there not, like, a buoy that can?
I mean, yeah, that's what I would think. That? Like, if they if we have rogue waves, don't they have like crap they can like measure that? Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know.
And you know, it's not just boats that crash in the Bermuda Triangle. It's like planes too. Do the waves like grab the plane out of the sky?
Like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't say any more than it's just, oh, it's waves. Like, it's waves. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe it's the combination of the waves and the weather coming together in that spot. Like, it's a turbulent wind too.
Yeah, that's true. It's just still weird that the Bermuda Triangle is so unique in that so many things disappear there. And, like, people disappear other places, but, like, generally the wreckage is not found, but it's like, oh, we know this guy's going down because we hear it over the radio or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Bermuda Triangle has a lot of, like, where that guy go? He just dropped off the radar, and, like, he went radio silent, and blah, blah, blah. Like, there's a lot of that, and, like, that's the part that's weird to me.
Yeah, I feel like there are a lot of stories where there's no weather there, and they just drive through that place, and they're gone. They just never come out.
No, yeah. And, like, there's no track of, like, oh, here's where they went. You know, whereas when people disappear other places, they're like, oh, there was a storm, and his radio cut out right here, which is when the storm, it's like, okay, that makes more sense. But Bermuda, it's like, they're just gone. I don't know where they went. Like, we have no idea. So, I don't know. Maybe we're romanticizing the Bermuda Triangle, but I think there's more at play in the Bermuda Triangle.
I mean, maybe we're romanticizing it, but, like, that's why romanticize that place, you know, instead of, you know, other place. Something obviously is going on there, whether it be weather or
aliens. Waves or
aliens.
What do you think? It's like, what's your like stupid conspiracy theory explanation for the Bermuda Triangle? You
can pick. I think it's haunted.
You think it's haunted?
I think it's haunted.
Like, explain to me how that would work.
All right. Here's my scientific explanation.
Please.
So, maybe at the beginning, it was just waves or whatever. Maybe, sure. Like, you know, back in the day, bad ships.
True.
Shitty planes. Mm-hmm. They fly in there and they wreck.
Yeah. Which makes
sense. After a while, like, enough crap is wrecking there that the bad juju starts racking up.
So there's, like, ghosts of sailors and, like,
you've got, like, Blackbeard there. He's a ghost. You've got Krakens. I don't know.
Krakens. I think got like Amelia Earhart's in there or whatever.
Yeah.
So where are they like living? Are they just like floating on the water or whatever? Or
I don't know. It's a there's a lot of juju turbulence in the area. The bad juju turbulence.
Sure. So do you think they bring them down because they're like, I crashed here, and so you're gonna crash here too? Or yeah, do you think maybe they just like maybe mess with their instruments? So like, oh, up is down, down is up, and then the pilot's like, ah. You know,
yeah. Maybe they trick them. They like play mind games or whatever.
There's some weird shit that can go on in an airplane if you like lose some of your instruments. I was reading about this. Maybe I saw this thing on Discovery Channel. I don't know. But basically, like, if you lose either your altitude meter and your like you have like a like a angle thing that like tells you like what angle you are in relation to the ground, like level. If you lose that and like your altitude meter, like you won't be able to know which way's up if the cloud cover's too great. Mm-hmm. So you could like be going upside down and you like wouldn't even know it. Mm-hmm. You know? Except for like you feel weird or whatever. Or like you could be going sideways and you wouldn't know it. So like you could like potentially just like crash in the ocean without even knowing the ocean's like there or whatever. So or like if you pulled up, you'd be pulling down, you know.
Yeah. Or if you know if you pulled up too fast, you could stall and then you're just as good as, you know, out.
Yeah. And then there's this thing where like your pitch, yaw, and roll can get like what?
It's I real. I love those words. They're it's really real. Cool.
I know, they are really cool. They can get, like, one of the axes can get, like, locked on the other axes, and, like, you won't be able to control one of them independently anymore. I don't remember. It's, like, called gimbal lock or something. But, like, if you position yourself in such a way that, like, your yaw axis lines up with your pitch axis, then basically, and then you try to, like, turn on that axis, you're turning on both at the same time. If that makes sense. And so, like, you're doing more than you bargained for, basically.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of weird shit that can go on with planes. And, you know, if the Bermuda Triangle, like, causes instrument failure, I could totally see people just, you know, getting lost.
Yeah, crashing. Maybe it's solar related. Maybe there's magnets. You know, I'm just like naming all the things. That's the
best explanation for something. It's like, what's going on here? It's like, maybe it's magnets.
Or solar energy.
Solar magnets.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's the solar magnets.
It's both.
I feel like I'm the alien guy right now. He's like, it's solar magnets. What is that guy up to? Is he like doing anything still?
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah. Why didn't they give that guy his own show or something?
He was great. Yeah, he deserved his own show.
I wouldn't watch his own show. Anyway, what are you gonna do? So Bermuda Triangle, I don't know. It might be just weather, which is dumb, but I don't know. I refuse to believe that. Do we have any Reddits or Would You Rathers or anything like that we wanna go with?
We do, but do you want to play a little trivia first?
Sure, I have a very special trivia for you today. Why? Because you wanted to do more of that beer or rock song trivia. Yeah. So I gathered for you. I was only going to do like four at first, but it's so easy to find these that I actually got eight. So are you ready for your beer or rock song trivia?
Yes.
Just to explain it to the audience really quick, I'm going to give you a name of either a beer or a rock song. I'm going to say the name, and I'm going to ask you, is that a beer or a rock song? And I'm going to give you the type of beer it could be and the type of rock song it could be. So, for example, I could say Purple Haze, and you would say...
Both.
Both, right, because it is both. But you could say, you know, that's a blues rock song by Jimi Hendrix, or you could say that's a... what is it? I don't remember what kind of beer it is. It's like an IPA or something.
Yeah.
And you'd be right. But all of these are only one or the other. They're not both. So, beer or rock song? I have eight questions for you. You're ready to go. You get no lifelines.
Okay.
Are you ready to go? All right. First question. Fire Eagle. Is that a IPA which is a beer, obviously, mm-hmm. or a hard rock song, Fire Eagle.
Okay, my intuition tells me hard rock song because I think, like, eagle and fire are very hard rock themes.
Sounds like a song like Aerosmith would play yes. or something. Fire Eagle.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with hard rock song. Final answer.
Hard rock song is incorrect. It's actually an IPA.
That was tricky.
All right, your next one. Acid Crusher. Okay. Acid Crusher. Is that a lambic sour ale mm-hmm. or a psychedelic rock song?
You said Acid Crusher?
Acid Crusher.
I could see both.
What do you think it is, though?
So is like the acid, like the sourness in the beer? Or is it like that funny thing you licked before the concert?
I don't know. What do you think?
Acid Crusher.
Yep. Acid Crusher.
I'm going to go with the beer on this one.
You're going to go with beer?
Yes.
Final answer?
Final answer.
That's incorrect. It's psychedelic rock song. All right, you ready for your next one?
Yes.
All right. You might know this one. NIB. Mm-hmm. NIB. Is that a chocolate porter or a heavy metal song?
I don't know.
NIB.
I did much better last time. This isn't good. Why would they call a chocolate porter NIB?
I don't know.
It doesn't sound very sweet. Nib. Like, it doesn't remind me of chocolate. Okay, I'm gonna go with the heavy metal song.
I like your logic on this one. Heavy metal song, is that your final answer?
Yes.
Heavy metal song is correct. Good job. Nice. All right, you ready for the next one?
Yes.
All right. Hayes County. Hayes County, like in Hayes, like Purple Haze, you know. Mm-hmm. Hayes County. Is that an Imperial IPA or a stoner rock song?
Hayes County.
Hayes County.
So Imperial IPA, that could be like, you know, it's so strong that it'll really put you in a haze.
In a haze,
because it's an Imperial, right?
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
But it could also be, you know, stoner rock song, because, you know, if you're getting stoned, you're getting a little hazed, maybe.
True.
Hayes County.
True. I agree with both of these. It's possible.
Okay. This one's tough. I'm going to go with the stoner rock song. Final answer.
Nope, it's an Imperial IPA.
So. Damn!
You're not doing as good on this one.
These are tarred.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay, anemone. Anemone.
Okay.
Is that a sour ale or a psychedelic rock song? Anemone.
Okay, my gut is telling me psychedelic rock song.
Okay.
An anemone. That's anemone. That's the coral thing that'll hurt you if you stand on it, I think.
Yeah, I think so. It's not really coral, but yeah, it's like a pokey critter thing.
Okay, I'll go. That would be a really cool name for a beer.
Anemone. It would.
I would drink the hell out of that. I'm going to go with a psychedelic rock song, though. Final answer.
That is correct. Good yes. job. Doing well. You coming back. Coming back.
Almost 50-50, I think.
Almost 50-50. Okay. You might know this one, too. Lavella Strangiato. Is that an almond barley wine or a progressive rock song?
Lavella
Strangiato. Strangiato, yes.
What kind of barley wine is it?
Almond.
Yeah. I don't like barley wine.
I don't either.
It sounds like a barley wine. It sounds gross. Like, I don't want to drink that.
La Strangiata. I don't know what any of these look like, these beers, by the way, so I'm just imagining La Villa Strangiata's got, like a guy with, like, a mustache on it, like, holding it up and, like, smelling it or something, you know?
Yeah.
Near, like, a cobblestone house or something.
Yeah. It's like a strange house.
Yes. It has, like, vines all over it and stuff. And he's like, welcome to my strange house.
Maybe they're, like, on the porch, and he's, like, drinking it like it's great. He loves it. But his guest is, like, sniffing it, like, suspiciously.
Like, this is gross.
What are you drinking?
He's like, it's a barley wine of my own creation. I call it the Villa Strangiato. He has, like, a top hat on for no reason.
Yeah. Very Mad Hatter. Yeah.
Yes. So
I'm gonna go with Progressive wine. Rock Song.
Progressive Rock Song?
Mm-hmm.
Progressive Rock Song is correct. Good job. It's by Rush, so that's why I thought you might know it.
Yeah.
You probably would recognize it if you heard it.
I thought I recognized it, yeah.
Yeah. All right, last two ones. All right. Super Cluster. Is that a double IPA or a space rock song? Super Cluster.
Super Cluster. So it could be a double IPA because it sounds like something that would send you to space.
Yeah.
Far out in the super cluster.
In the super cluster, sure.
Yeah. Space rock.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty spacey, too.
Super cluster.
I'm going to go with space rock. Final answer for that one.
Nope, that's a beer, actually.
Damn. I've missed all the space ones.
You have. You've missed all, like, the stonery, like, psychedelic ones. Like, whoa, like, the beers could either be, like, you know, hit you, or, like, whoa, and you missed all of them.
It's the IPAs I'm missing, because I don't drink those a lot. Yeah.
All right, you ready for your last one?
Yes.
All right, Lotion in the Basket.
No.
Is that a Keller beer? / Zwickle beer, or a folk rock song.
Okay, well, Lotion in the Basket is a Hannibal reference, so that would be a weird folk rock song. Don't they usually sing about, like, squirrels or whatever?
I don't know. Don't they sing about squirrels? Oh, God.
I'm going with the beer for that one.
You think it's a Keller beer?
I don't know what a Keller is, but I think it's that, yeah.
That is correct. Nice. Keller beer. I should have gone with a different beer, or a different song, like a death metal or something.
Yeah, that's more of like a death metal song.
It is Hannibal, but I thought it was funny sounding, so I went with folk rock.
No, they sing about squirrels.
They sing about squirrels. I don't know how many you got. Not very many. No. You got those. You got Lotion. You got La Villa. You didn't get Anemone, did you? Or no, you did.
You didn't. I think get I did 50-50. Maybe.
You didn't get Acid Crusher. You didn't get Super Crusher. You didn't get... Oh, you got 3 out of 8.
Damn.
It's not the best. But it's okay. It's okay. What is your favorite one of those? What was your favorite name?
It might be Anemone. Anemone. I really like that name for a
beer.
That
should be a beer. We should make our own beer called Anemone.
Yeah.
And it'd be a little prickly, you know? Oh, man. I just thought of a better beer. I said sour ale, but it could have been like a prickly pear ale or something.
Ooh. Like a prickly pear fruit beer.
Yeah. You might have chose that one if I did that, you know. I threw this together like last minute, like right before the show started. So good job. 3 out of 8. I mean, it's respectable. Not as good as last time, but definitely not terrible.
Did my best.
You did your best, exactly. Let's get into some answering stiffs.
Okay. Do you want to do Would You Rather or Reddit first?
Dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice, okay.
Let's see the dealer.
We're going to start with Would You Rather.
Sounds good. Okay. Folk rock sings about squirrels. I don't know why I thought that was funny.
They do.
They do.
I've heard them.
I can confirm every song is about squirrels. Squirrels, and that's it.
All right. Would you... Which one am I going to choose?
I don't know.
Let's start with this one. Would you rather Donald Trump or Jeff Jimmy Peach?
What? Okay.
I just thought that was funny.
I don't know who Jeff Jimmy Peach is, but I would prefer him over Donald
Trump. He sounds pretty pleasant.
He sounds like a pretty nice guy. He's kind of like Johnny Appleseed.
Right? He sounds like a folk rock musician.
He sings about squirrels and peaches.
Basically, yeah.
This squirrel is eating a peach, and I like to watch him under the tree. Woe is me. He's sad
because, you know, folk rock singers aren't happy usually.
But the squirrel is sad. He wants to be the squirrel. Like, he wishes he was the squirrel. Yeah. I wish I were a little squirrel in a little world. And I don't have any unhappiness to me. Yep. Johnny, what is his name? Jimmy?
Jeff Jimmy Peach. Jeff Jimmy Peach.
Yeah, you could totally do that.
Jeff Jimmy Peach and the Squirrel Nut Zippers. Like, they could totally headline together.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I like this fake band you just invented.
Would you rather eat tiny sharks or eat a bucket of Nutella?
Oh, my God. How big of a bucket are we talking about here?
I think it's more than a jar, right? Because, like, when I think of a bucket, it's something I can't carry in two hands.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to get really sick from eating a bucket of Nutella, but I'd rather eat that. I don't want to eat mini sharks. That sounds sad.
They're little.
Bad. Yeah, like poor little mini sharks.
But it's like, over like that, like...
What, the mini sharks?
Yeah, the bucket of Nutella, you would be doing that for, like, an hour at least.
I would feel so bad after that. I think I might die. You know, Nutella has, like, a lot of chocolate in it.
It's not good on its own. Like, it's okay on toast or whatever, but I don't like to just, like, eat it.
I don't know what the big deal is about Nutella. I'm going to just say that right now. People are probably mad at me because everyone loves Nutella. I don't see what the big deal is. It tastes like chocolate hazelnut. Like, I like peanut butter better than Nutella.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. You know what's better than Nutella? Peanut butter and honey.
Yeah.
If you want sweet peanut butter, just put them together, and then you have a better sandwich than Nutella. Like, I don't get the whole deal about Nutella. And Nutella's, like, expensive. It's, like, $4 for, like, a little bitty bottle of Nutella.
Yeah. Can you imagine how much it would be to get a bucket of it? It would be, like, $16 at least.
Yeah, it'd be, like, $15, $20. You'd get, like, a giant thing of peanut butter for, like, $5.
If they're, like, just buy one, get one, that's enough peanut butter for a year for, like, $5.
You'd, like, never run out of peanut butter.
Yeah.
I just don't get Nutella. It's, like, people that want, like, a spread like peanut butter that is not as good as peanut butter and less natural and worse for you and doesn't taste as good.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. I don't know. That's just me. And, you know, the other thing that I also have a thing for... Well, I don't have a thing for, but my view of Nutella, I think, is the same way I view Sriracha. I like Sriracha, but I don't know what the big deal is. It's just hot sauce.
Yeah, it's fine in some stuff.
It's fine. Like, I like it in pho, and I like it sometimes.
On pizza, maybe? If there's no Tabasco or...
Well, like, I don't know. Like, other hot sauce is better, like Tabasco and Texas Pete. Like, no one talks about Texas Pete, but he makes a good hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You know Texas Pete, right?
Yeah, I do. He's got a much better logo than the rooster, too.
He's got like the cowboy. He's, like, doing a jig or something.
He's got a six shooter.
He just makes a good hot sauce. No one talks about him. No one makes shirts of Texas Pete. People are wearing Sriracha shirts with the rooster. You know, I want to see people out there wearing Texas Pete shirts with better hot sauce.
Me too.
You know? If I was out there, if I needed in my core being to, for some reason, advertise my favorite hot sauce to the world, I would buy a Texas Pete shirt. I'm not buying a stupid Sriracha shirt. That's everywhere already, you know?
Yeah. If I'm in the grocery store and there's these, like, weird, like, hippie chips that are, like, hot sauce flavored, I would buy the Texas Pete chips over the sriracha chips.
They don't make. They make sriracha chips.
Yeah.
Remember, like, a couple years ago when sriracha was, like, the biggest thing in the world? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
It was, like, everywhere. And I was like, what the hell? Like, I felt like I was going crazy. Because I like it, but I was like, why is this so popular? I don't get it. And they had, like, every fast food restaurant was like, we have a new sriracha sandwich or whatever. You remember?
Yeah, McDonald's did one.
I know. And Wendy's did. And, like, Burger King did. Like, everyone did. I was like, what the hell's the big deal? It's just hot sauce. It's, like, not even the best hot sauce. I don't get it. Man, I just don't get it.
I think it's marketing or something. I don't know.
I think people latch on to stuff, and they, like, don't let go. And they're like, this is my thing now.
Yeah, it's like, if there's something, like, quirky enough, and, like, you can make it yours, so, like, you inherit quirkiness from the thing you buy or something.
Like, if you can make a thing you buy a personality trait, people are all over that. Like,
yeah.
I love sriracha. If you can put that on, like, your bio, you're like, that's what I want to do. Like, what a stupid thing to make a personality trait. Liking sriracha, that's not a personality trait. Liking onions, that's a personality trait. If you're talking about food, that's a personality trait. You know who, you know.
Have you ever seen that video of the Australian president just, like, biting into an onion like
no. an apple? No. I respect him, though. I respect that guy. People going around saying, like, oh, I like sriracha, I like sushi. It's like, that's not a personality trait. Liking onions, that's a personality trait right there.
Yeah, there was these people that brought him, like, onions, the skin on and everything. And he picked one up and just took a bite out of it.
See, that tells me a lot about him as a person.
Yeah.
If he told me he likes sriracha, like, I have no, like, that doesn't mean anything to me. Everyone likes sriracha. Like, who cares, you know?
If you can eat an onion like an apple, though, that tells me a lot about you.
Yeah, I respect you as a person. I don't know if I agree with you, but I respect you as a person. Like, you have your own tastes. Good for you.
Alright, would you rather never be able to brush your teeth again?
Oh, God.
Or always shave your eye?
Yeah!
I think you gotta get the lashes and the brow.
How do you shave your eye?
Well, the same way you shave your face. You put the stuff on it. And you
like, do you do it to your eyeball or no?
I was thinking, there's no hair on there.
Okay, so it's just like your lashes.
Yeah.
It sounds disturbingly scary. Shaving your eye.
I think you'd get the hang of it. Like,
that would be so dangerous. I'm already afraid to, like, shave sometimes. I'm like, I might hit my neck. If I'm doing my eye, I'd be like, I might poke my eye out, like, completely. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the real draw is you would look like a maniac. Like,
you shaved your eyes. Yeah. You have no eyebrows, no eyelashes.
On you'd one eye like only.
Oh, right, your eye. So you pick your eye. You could, like, alternate it, like, which week is which. Like, oh, this week my eye's going to be gone this way.
No one would hire you. You couldn't have a job. Like,
here's the weird thing. Think about this, okay? Mm-hmm. So, like, we decided to shave our beards, and it's become, like, a social accepted thing.
Yeah.
We could have decided to shave our eyes instead, you know? Like, oh, it's weird to have a beard. It's like, no, it's normal to have a beard. It's weird to have eye hair. So, like, as a society, we could have decided on that instead.
Yeah.
You know? What if we had, like, an alternate universe where they didn't shave their beards? Well, some people did, but it wasn't as, like, you know, common. And then their eyes, that was, like, the thing to shave. You know?
You could do You could have, you know, put a little personality into it, like, keep parts of the brow there.
You could have, like, styles.
Yeah.
Like, brow styles. You got, like, the indented, like, triangle, like, down the middle.
Yeah.
And then you could have, like, a swoosh one, you know? It's like mustaches. You got, like, two mustaches up there, you know?
It's exactly what it is.
I mean, what is an eyebrow but an eye mustache, really? Yeah. At the end of the day, right?
You know, the lashes, what if you only had, like, the one to the far left and the one to the far right?
Whoa, you got, like, an opening in the middle.
Yeah, see? You got, like, it looks like a talon coming out of your eye.
This sounds like a futuristic, like, fashion thing, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, there'd be people out there that, like, they'd make eye razors, like, for shaving your eye for, like, being safer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you probably, like, it'd probably be shaped to, like, conform to your eye. Mm-hmm. And then, like, 50 years from now, there'd be people that would be like, you know, you'll get a better shave if you use this straight razor. On your eye!
There's, like, a whole trend on, like, future eye YouTube, and they're like, listen, for $20 a month, we'll just ship you razors from China. They're just regular razors.
You can shave your eye. It's a much better shave, I promise. What is it with people with straight razors? I never understood. I looked into this a couple years back, and people were like, oh, you gotta do the straight razor. And I was like, why? And I'm like, oh, it's a much better shave. It's like, but I'll murder myself if I try this.
Yeah.
And people like, are like, oh, no, it's a lot better.
Even if you do it right, you're going to be shaving for like 20 minutes.
It's going to take like an hour. Like, why do you want to do that? Like, yeah. What point of is the straight razor? I don't get it. Like, who's that for? A man that has like an hour to get ready and likes having a large knife hold up against their neck for 20 minutes? Like,
I've heard people say that they enjoy the shaving process, but no, they freaking don't.
Does anyone enjoy shaving? Like, I don't enjoy shaving.
It's the worst. Yeah.
Shaving is like this thing I do, like I start it and then I'm like, oh, I hope this is over soon. You know, like immediately think, how fast can I finish this without injuring myself?
I'm trying to like Mach 3 my face in like a minute or less. That's my morning.
Right? That's like a straight razor would add so much time. Like, and then people would be like, oh, it's so much better shave. It's like, I'd shave, like, if you shave every day, it doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. Like, who cares? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
I would like to do it once, but not me. I would like pay a barber man to like do it just to see what it's like.
I've had that done before at the hair store.
At the hair store.
Yeah, I got my hair cut short not recently, but I've had it done, and they'll like clean up the edges with a straight razor, and they'll offer to shave your face for like $50 extra.
Uh-huh. Did you do it?
I didn't know it was that much the first time, so you and did, I was like, so sure, let's do it. And then my bill was like $70,
and you're
like,
wow, I didn't want that. Was it worth it?
No.
I mean, you can be honest if it was. Was that a cool experience? Was it worth doing once?
Not really. If it were $10, I might do it every time, but, like, it was too much money.
I mean, I hear it is a closer shave than a regular shave, but, like, I'll just shave more often. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, spend 1 hour now for a closer shave, or spend, you know, 1 minute every other day. Like, it's the same effect. Like, just, I don't know, it doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, what is next on the docket?
Do you want to try some Reddits now?
I would love to.
Okay. This first Reddit question was posted by BYU/NoSleepTillLegendary.
Thank you, BYU. Yeah,
thank you. He asks, which TV or film dad would you have chosen as your dad if you had the choice?
Which TV or film dad would I have chosen as my dad?
Mm-hmm.
I
have one.
Tell me.
So I don't actually remember if he had a kid or not, but Jean-Luc Picard, probably.
He's not really a dad, but there you go.
No, he's not a good dad, but like...
No, I didn't say he wasn't a good dad. I said he's not really a dad, I don't think, is he?
I think they have one of those alternate timeline type episodes where he does have a kid, but I don't remember. Really? Yeah.
Hmm. Who knows? I was going to say, my first inclination was to say Hank Hill, but my dad is already like that. So. Doesn't really count. I don't know.
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen. I mean, that's already like the daddest. I don't know. It's just like all these dads are just like already really dad-like. It's just like picking them is already like picking like a caricature of everyone's dad already. You know?
Like John Goodman in any movie.
Yeah, it's like they're already. I don't know what my answer would be, because all the dads in TV are all like either dumb or like caricatures of dads, and I wouldn't really want caricature dad, you know, because it's like,
yeah,
like, I don't want that. I don't know. Yeah,
I just thought it was kind of a funny question.
It is a funny question, though.
All right, this next question is from Shawnee Bebop.
Shawnee Bebop. All right, let's do it. Shawnee
Bebop. He asks, what's a song when you're listening to it in your car makes you feel like a total badass?
What's a song that I'm listening to in my car makes me feel like a total badass? I don't know. Do you have one? I have a very specific song for this one.
You do?
But what's yours first?
I pretty much only listen to public radio in my car.
Oh, so the soothing sounds of a man talking on NPR is the song.
But at night they play music, and certain weekend nights they play blues music.
Oh,
and sometimes they'll play something like, like a, what is that song by the Animals?
House of the Rising
Sun. The Rising Sun.
House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a good driving song.
That is a good driving song. It's kind of badass too.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that popped in my head, no one's going to know this song, but it's called 50,000 Miles Beneath My Brain. It has a really cool, like, driving rhythm to it. It's just really fun to drive to. Whenever I hear it, I want to go, like, a million miles an hour. So, that's safe, right?
No, you shouldn't do that.
I can link it on Twitter if people are curious what it sounds like.
I would be curious to listen to
it. It's just a fun song. It, like, starts slow, and then it, like, picks up really fast, and then it gets all da-da-da-da-da, and, you know, it's just fun. So, I don't know. That was the first thing that came to my head, but I don't know. Other songs, I don't know, like, Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin is a good example of a song that would do that. I don't know. There's a lot like that, though. Yeah, so there you go.
This question was asked by Here's Your Throat Back.
What?
It's a screen name. It sounds gross, but... He asks, what's the best unofficial slogan you can come up with for your state without giving it away?
Okay. Without giving what your state away is? Well, not everyone knows where we live already, but...
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a good slogan for the state. Yeah.
Maybe, like... take it or leave it. Like...
That's Texas, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
That could be Florida, too, you know?
Yeah,
because people, like, hate Florida or love it. It's like, whatever. I don't know what... Florida would be, like, something weird, like... I don't know. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I feel like anything I would say about Florida would just give it away. Like,
yeah, same.
Gators and, you know.
Gators and flamingos and seashells right, glued to chairs.
Like, right. It's like, that's obviously Florida. Anything you say about Texas is similar. It's like cowboys and beef. And
come and take it. Like,
it's like obviously the state of Texas. I don't know. You could say bad drivers about Florida, but like that. Works for a lot of other states too, so it doesn't really, doesn't really work. I don't know. Yeah, I guess take it or leave it. It's good. It's a good one. I like it because some people hate it and some people like it, and it's like, well, take it or leave it. I guess that's good. I like that.
All right, this next question was asked by. JX1XC, there's more, but, like, thank you, person.
Thank you, JXC1798384.
If you were to have a superpower based on your best quality, whether physical or mental, what would it be? I feel like we've answered this in episodes.
All right, we have to do each other for this one.
Okay.
We have to, like, do each other. Well, no, you know what I mean. So, we have to figure out what each other's best qualities are.
Okay.
And then create a super power around them. I'm trying to think what your best quality is. You have a lot of good qualities, but what is your best quality?
I have one that I think is my best quality.
What
we'll
is
see.
It?
I can't tell you yet.
Okay. My first inclination is like, this doesn't sound weird, but I think like you're a very honest person.
Mm-hmm.
Like not just in like, you tell the truth, but like, you don't like bullshit people generally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're very... You're very forthright. Like, you're not going to, like, go out of your way to, like, say something mean to somebody with honesty, but like you're not gonna like lie to somebody.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know. It's kind of an Achilles heel sometimes too, probably. But
yeah. I'm that person that will just straight up tell you like, listen, I don't want to see you tonight.
yeah. So like you're pretty forthright, and I think that's like a good quality, especially today because everyone kind of puts on a face and like pretends to be something else. So I don't know. That's my first inclination. What were you gonna say? Is your best quality?
Politeness.
Politeness. Okay, see, that's good. That goes kind of with the honesty, because, like, if you have something that, to say that's honest, you're not going to say it because you're polite.
True, yeah.
So it's like, they kind of, like, balance each other out. Mm-hmm. But you are very polite. That is true. You're one of the politest people I've ever met.
Yeah, it's probably gotten me... Everything I have is just my politeness.
That's it's most weird how unpolite people are today.
Yeah. I'm so like, thankful for it. Like
there are so many people that aren't polite at all. Like, every time I go to the grocery store, I am taken aback by how inconsiderate other humans are of, like, people. You know what I mean? It's kind of scary. It scares me. I don't know. It's very... Or, like, when you're driving in a parking lot, that's how you can really tell right there.
Yeah.
Like, the politeness of humans. Or even in a general conversation, when you're asking for something from somebody, you know, and yes, please, and thank, no, thank you, et cetera, et cetera. But some people are like, bah, you must have this and that, and you're like, oh, my God, take it easy. Take it easy. Anyway, so you're a polite, honest man. So that's like the most boring superhero powers you could possibly have.
Yeah, can you imagine politeness, man? Like, he would be the worst superhero.
So, polite, honest superhero, there's already... You're basically Alfred from Batman. Like, you're already... like, that's who you are. Like, that's your super... You're Alfred. Like, you're polite, but then you're honest when you need to be to Batman. Mm-hmm. But, like, you're really polite because you're a butler. So, you're basically Alfred.
I'm like Bruce, you've been beating yourself up too much.
Exactly. Master Bruce, I took the liberty of preparing you a bath. You've been beating yourself up much, much too much lately.
And he's like, Alfred, I'm fine.
Master Bruce, I must insist.
You come to the bath.
On the bath.
Oh, that's such a mean thing.
That's you, you're Alfred. Like, polite and honest. Yeah, that's it. Master Bruce, I must insist. Your bruises look very large. And you haven't eaten in a day.
I made you a snack tray.
I beg of you, come to the bath. So your superhero is Alfred, who, I mean, he's kind of a superhero. Like, he's the sidekick of Batman. You know, he's the aide of Batman.
Yeah.
If there was no Alfred, there would be no Batman.
True. Yeah. I'll take it, you know.
Yeah. Alfred. Now I like Alfred.
I do. I love Alfred. He's great. I'm going to do you now. I haven't decided yet, though.
I haven't decided either. I don't have a lot of good qualities.
No, you do. You have a lot of good qualities.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What is your best one, though?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I'm not as polite as you. And I wouldn't classify as that my best quality anyway.
I think...
Go for it.
Yeah, I think it's probably honesty for you too. Like, you're just honest man again. Maybe not in the same way I am. I feel like you're yourself all the time.
Uh-huh. For better or worse.
Yeah, for better or worse.
Mostly worse.
But no, for better... I mean, it depends.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
For someone like me, I have to be around people that are honest like you. But I don't... Maybe not everyone likes that, but I do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Can't put up with the bullshit, because it's not...
Yeah. You're the realist. You're honest and real.
I feel like I'm, like, a realist in, like, practice, but in my head, I'm, like, an idealist. Like, I'm like, oh... Like, I fantasize about stuff. But, like, when the time comes, I'm always like, I always go, like, oh, never mind, that's a stupid idea.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and that's to my detriment, because, like, other people get all these fanciful notions in their head. And, like, I could do this, that would be really cool. And then they go to do it, and they're like, let's do it, and they do it. I, like, get all these fanciful notions in my head. And then when I go down to do it, I'm like, this is the dumbest thing in the
okay,
world.
Well, that was fun, thinking about
right.
that.
Right, I'm like, I'm done with this. And, like, I think it bites me in the ass a lot, because while I don't fail as much, I don't, you know, do something. So, I don't know. Realist and honest. That sounds like a fun... We're, like, the most, like, white bread milk toast superhero in the world.
I am polite, honest man. You're real honest man.
Realist, honest man. We're like Boy Scouts of the superheroes. What would that equate for me, though, superhero-wise?
Superhero-wise, you would be someone who's like...
Sounds like I'm like Robin.
Gosh. Is he a realist? I don't...
Maybe I like, guess he's like an idealist, I guess.
I want to say like... So like Tony Stark is a realist, but he's not really an honest man.
He's like a douche, though. Yeah, he's not really honest. Captain America.
Yeah, actually. But you're nothing like Captain America.
No, I'm not. I'm not at all.
Practice.
No, I'm not at all. No, I'm not. Who's realist and honest?
Space Ghost.
Space Ghost. Hey, I'll take Space Ghost.
I think you're Space Ghost. That's you.
I love Space Ghost.
He's very honest.
He
sometimes
to
his detriment.
Most of the time to his detriment.
Yeah.
He's a realist.
He's a realist. He totally is, yeah.
Yeah. He gotta get the show working. He knows that he's not a good talk show host. So he's a realist.
But damn it,
he tries his best.
He has a show. Tom York was on his show.
I know, I remember.
Yeah.
Space Ghost was like... I was thinking about this recently because I saw like a best of Space Ghost video. When I was younger, I watched Space Ghost all the time because I was always on at like midnight. And, you know, when you're 13, you don't want to go to bed at midnight, so you watch TV or whatever.
Yeah.
And the humor of Space Ghost is so off the wall, but like I feel like it really like it like developed, like not developed, but like informed my sense of humor as I grew up, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Like quite a significant amount. Because, like, I do like a lot of weird off-the-wall stuff, but I do like them to be, like, grounded, if that makes sense.
Mm.
And, like, Space Ghost is that. Like, it doesn't sound like it's grounded, but it's just Space Ghost being an idiot, like, most of the time.
He's being himself.
Like, he's just being dumb all the time, you know? Like, it doesn't make any sense, but he does it. Like, it's not like the show doesn't make sense. It's that Space Ghost doesn't make sense, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, most humor today that's, like, offbeat is, like, the world's messed up. It's, like, Space Ghost's world is normal. It's just, he's weird, and all his sidekicks are weird, and his guests are, like, completely normal, you know?
I think all of Space Ghost's, like, Moltar, Zoltar, Zorak, you know,
Zorak, Brak.
Maybe not so much Brak, but they're kind of, like, normal people.
They
just
are.
Just in alien bodies.
Yeah, like Moltar especially is very normal.
He's a normal guy. Zorak he's kind of has an attitude, but
Zorak is like kind of that like douchey friend you have, yeah. You know.
He's every coworker I've ever had.
Zoltar. He's always like scheming. But he's not like doing anything that weird. He's just like mean all the time and he hates Space Ghost, you know. And Space Ghost like knows he's not good as a host, but like he has to host because he doesn't want
he holds
other
the fort
people.
Down no one else
he's
can do
the
it.
Boss you know mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Space Ghost.
I love Space Ghost too.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast, they need to bring that show back. That really started like the Adult Swim kind of cartoons for you know more older people, not older people but you know like not kids trend that you know is all over the place now. Space Ghost was one of the first to do that. I mean, The Simpsons obviously did it first, but Space Ghost's brand of humor.
Yeah, the humor in Space Ghost was very different.
Kind of started that whole trend, in a way.
It's a show that I love all the dead air in Space Ghost, where
Me
it's just
too.
Like the ringing
That's
sound.
My, That's my favorite part.
He's just sitting there smiling like...
It's like he doesn't know what's going on. Yeah. That's my favorite... That's probably why I love it so much, because it's like... They know these are bad jokes, but they're doing them anyway because, damn it, they're jokes, you know? And then he just sits there and is like, there's nothing. And, like, the people that he's interviewing don't respond because they, like, don't understand the joke at all.
And they're all famous people. They had, like, David Cross, Tom York.
Yeah, and, like, Tom York and, you know, who else?
Whoopi Goldberg was on there.
And Space Ghost is just sitting there like, yep, like...
Half the time, he'll, like, turn off their screen and just...
And I'll be like, well, that was dumb. That was a bad interview. Like, Space Ghost is like me when we're, like, doing the podcast and I'll, like, tell the bad joke. And then I'm like, oh, we should just end it now. Like, that was a bad joke. And, like, the segue into something else because, like, obviously that didn't work. But, yeah. I don't know. It's a good show.
It is a good show.
It's a great show. I wish they had that on, like, Netflix or something.
Yeah, that would be... Like, I would watch that at night.
I would put it on the background, and just watch it. There's a lot of famous people on that show, like, a weird amount. Like, I have no idea how they got those people to be on the show.
And, you know, that show wasn't easy to make. I'm pretty sure that was animated by hand, so...
Yeah, I think so. I think it was. I mean, they didn't have a lot to animate because it was, like, one location all the time. But still, you know, it took some time.
Animated talk show, that's... Like, that's a lot of effort.
I just don't know how they got all those guests. Like, where did they get them from? Like,
why is
how
do you Tom get Whoopi York Goldberg?
Yeah, like, why is Tom York and Whoopi Goldberg and David Cross on Space Ghost? Like, there's these famous people that are on this stupid cartoon that airs at midnight.
Like, Bob Odenkirk was on there.
Doesn't make any sense. Yeah, Bob Odenkirk was on there. I don't know how they got that, but good
happy
them.
Memories about that show.
Mm-hmm. Good show. Very good show.
Okay.
Do we have time for maybe one more question?
We do, but I'm all out of questions for the day.
I have no questions either. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Reddit Ask, and I'm just going to ask the first thing.
The very first one.
Okay. Do you think the planet will survive another 5 million years?
No. Ooh,
that's a good... No. That's it? That's all you got?
I don't.
All right, here's another question. Is it weird to occasionally take your top off while taking a poop?
Oh boy. Why didn't we get to this one earlier?
I feel like, yes, that is weird. I don't know if this
why are you doing that?
In a I don't know. Like,
are they in a public
There's
bathroom?
No context. I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says this is weird. I don't know if this is a woman asking or a man asking.
It doesn't really matter.
I feel like it's weird either way. Like, I don't know. Have you ever done that?
No, I've never been sitting there like, oh, I better take... I mean, like, it's good.
It'll relax me if I take my shirt off.
Or more like, uh-oh. Like, it's going to be big. I better...
Like, what? Like, I better take my shirt off. To, like, I don't know, use it as a brace or something.
Can I tell you what I'm imagining?
Yes.
The man or the woman, it could be anyone, they take their shirt off and then they just, like, tie it around their face and just, like, start, like, going...
Like, they're doing breathing exercises, yes. Like, into the shirt.
They look like some, like, Silent Hill monster in the bathroom. Shirt
that goes with the other monster that we created, the Silent Hill monster, the one that stands on the toilet with their hands. Remember?
I think I did.
Oh, God. Yes, it is weird. CRN144.
Yeah,
it is very weird. I mean, you can do it if you want. There's nothing stopping you, but it is weird. I don't know why you'd do that. There's no logical reason to do that. Who's our sponsor today, Best Snacks?
Our sponsor today is Mr. Amoeba's Spicy Ketchup.
When you're looking for something spicy and you want to spice up your life...
With some amoebas. It has real amoebas in it.
With real amoebas and real anemones. Choose Mr. Amoeba's Spicy Ketchup. And remember, when you want to win the crown...
You better not frown.
Oh, good night, everyone. Drive safely.
Good night. Drive safely.